This is Rhema for today.
18 to 30 age group that wanted to be targeted because they weren't coming in and being a part of the one church. And it has caused a huge problem nationwide. Was it wrong? I don't think so. Does it mean that they were wrong or we're wrong? No. What I think it means is that anytime you have these ministries, it is vital that they maintain a connection in the church and not become an entity in itself.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations.
With this picture, we're reminded of the patriarchs of old who would gather the young generation around them and speak blessings upon them as they were about to pass on. They saw the different generations as being on the same team, like the runner on a relay race, all striving for the same goal. Today, I'm vitally concerned about generational division. I want to see generational cohesion. I believe that if we will have and concentrate on generational cohesion, that we're on the verge of tapping into the greatest move that we can ever have, because we can tap in to a generational unity with the enthusiasm and idealism of the young being propelled with the wisdom and the experience of the old. You put those two together and you got something going on. We as the old need to listen to the young and adapt and change. But we can give them some wisdom as they go, as we adapt to change. As we sat in staff meeting, all of my staff that are a lot younger than I am, they all say to me, "Pastor, you something else. You don't think like a 70-year-old. I said, I'm not going to think old. But I am going to give you my wisdom. I am going to tell you some things I have experienced, and maybe you won't have to go down that road." Hello? We have, now listen to this, get a hold of this and listen good. We have ministry that's specifically geared toward the children, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared to the youth, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared to the singles, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared towards seniors, but we're one church. And what has happened? Reading in Rev magazine and Leadership magazine and some of the other ones, what is happening in the church world today is that you've got all of these churches within a church. And you got the children only looking at the children's pastor as their pastor. And the singles only looking at the singles pastor as their pastor. And the youth looking at the youth people as their pastor. And you got all of these groups. and they don't want to come into the main service because they don't feel a part of that. Let me tell you something. There's one church with one pastor. Rhema Bible Church is one church with one pastor. Singles, this is him right here. Youth, this is him right here. Children, this is him right here. Seniors, this is him right here. We have a bunch of associates, but one pastor. Why am I coming at you like this? Because I have been looking at this. I've been praying. I saw it happening in my own church. I saw the singles becoming a church within a church. I see the youth started to pull that way. And I pulled them in. And I saw that way back. So I never allowed them to have. See, I saw too many services where the children and youth never come into main service. So when they graduated from high school, they were not a part of that church. And that is how all of these singles ministries got started. We need, God says we need to rise up specific type outreaches. But sometimes these are only for a limited time. And they will especially die if they're not a part of the greater body if they're isolated. Now, many things get started, but then they have to be a part of the greater. The Sunday school organization was founded in 1780 by Robert Raikes in England. Because the church wasn't doing anything for the kids. But it became a part of the church. Now it's still there in most churches, but it may have a different form. In recent years, all around the country, we have seen this 18 to 30 age group that wanted to be targeted because they weren't coming in and being a part of the one church. And it has caused a huge problem nationwide. Was it wrong? I don't think so. Does it mean that they were wrong or we're wrong? No. What I think it means is that anytime you have these ministries, it is vital that they maintain a connection in the church and not become an entity in itself. Are y'all with me? This is what I'm talking about, people. Generational isolation. We cannot isolate ourselves. I love everybody. I want to see us accomplish something. Because we have children, youth, singles, synergy. We have evangelism. We have nursing home. We have prison. We have link teams. We have all of that. We are trying to have things that minister from the Gen Ys to the traditionalists. God wants us to integrate together. He wants us to integrate in relationship, not isolation. Our own little group. I want you to notice that God doesn't have his own little group. Now watch this. Stay with me. Somebody says, oh yeah, the church of the Lord Jesus. Yes, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the universal church, the ecclesia, the word of God calls it, the called out ones. But look inside of the main church is all of these different entities, but they're not an entity in themselves. All these different, Rhema Bible Church, this church, that church, the other church, but they're an entity there, but they're just a part of the universal ecclesia, the universal church. Can you understand where I'm coming from? We need to, in our church, to be like God set it up. That's the way God set it up. We need to be able to realize that we have all of these entities, but they're just a part of Rhema Bible Church, and there's one head, just like there is with God. Now, there's other people involved. There's other ministers involved, but it's one church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We have a lot of events coming up. Rhema College Weekend in 2.5 weeks, actually, October the 18th through the 20th, right here on the Rhema campus. If you're interested in knowing what Rhema Bible Training College is all about, you need to come. You get to attend classes. You can tour the campus, a luncheon, all kinds of activities.
All kinds of stuff going on, man.
Yes.
Just go to rbtc.org/RCW.
That's right.
Rhema College Weekend. We got all of these, what do you call these?
Acronyms or whatever. Yes.
Acronyms. We got SDC1, SDC2. We got all kinds of acronyms. But go to rbtc.org/RCW and you can find out all the information that you need to know about that.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.